Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. Come on, share your eBay secrets and strategies. We won't tell a soul. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time. And we're ready for your calls at 888-RADIO-30 or your contact us email, either one, although we prefer calls. We love the sound of your voice, 888-723-4630.
So, Griff, when we left off, we were taking off our gowns. We were talking about being hydrated.
And right.
Gina from Des Moines, New Mexico. So what is number 13?
Well, we did that. Griff recommends keeping an energy-boosting snack in your pocket or purse to keep your energy level from flagging and your blood sugar stable. I have another tip. We want to add that later, maybe.
Okay, what is the other tip? Let's add it now.
So the other, here is a tip that's going to sound a little bit like I'm being a party pooper. And I am, I'll admit it. Don't over-imbibe.
Oh, good.
And so in the frenzy that happens in the evening events with people going out and having these little soirees and get-togethers and the alcohol is flowing, everyone handles alcohol a little differently, but remember that you're going to want to get up early the next day. The last thing you want to do is feel like a tanker load full of crap because you've overdone it.
And you know it's bad for hydration.
Really bad. But should you over-imbibe, I'm going to give you Griff's cure.
Okay. I'm writing.
Everything else doesn't work. Raw eggs don't work. More alcohol doesn't work. Here's what works. Remember to set your alarm for 5 o'clock and have by your bedside a glass of tepid water, night ice water, and two or three aspirin. When the alarm wakes you up, wake up, reach over, take the aspirin, drink that huge 8-ounce glass of water, and go back to sleep. I guarantee you, wake up feeling a little bit better
really?
Than you would have otherwise.
See, I've never had a hangover because I don't drink.
You don't know what you're missing. So you've never done the walk of shame?
No, I haven't. Mm. Well, wait a minute. I think I've done the walk of shame, but I don't drink alcohol.
Right. You've never worn the perfume for one night stands.
I'm not saying that I have not done that. I'm saying that I don't drink alcohol.
So you can do both separately,
yes,
but there's nothing quite like the combination of being drunk and the walk of shame, which means you can't even do the walk of shame in a straight line.
Oh, God. Okay, we're going to put that don't over-imbibe. That is important for more reasons.
What'll happen is you'll have had a great time. Now you're going to have a miserable time for half the day, and you're not going to keep in the information and the knowledge that you're gaining.
Exactly. Plus the hydration thing. Very important.
That's important.
So Char from Colorado says, find out what the schedule is for eBay Radio so you can map out your time to be there and participate in the tip line to win a $25 gift certificate for shipping supplies from Bubble Fast.
That's true.
What's number 15?
Well, Charlene also says, check out the overall schedule for eBay Open so you don't miss anything. And the organizers of the event have made it a lot easier for you to be able to go to as many workshops as possible, even the ones that run concurrently, because they're going to be repeated. I know that I'm doing the photo workshop at least 4, if not 5 times. So
that's very important.
Right.
Check the overall schedule and decide what you're going to do so you don't miss anything.
That's right.
And then the last one we have so far is Griff wisely suggests that you keep dollar bills handy for tipping. You'll be tipping a lot of different people in Vegas, from the cab driver to the chambermaid to the concierge to the, and a lot of people don't know this, the dealers at the table.
Oh, yes, the dealers.
When you win a hand, only when you win a hand, you're supposed to tip the dealer something, okay?
Mm.
A buck, something. Because that's how they make. No, John, you're not supposed to tip the radio engineers.
You can tip them over like a cow.
Yeah,
but
don't even put a tip jar up by the console during the event, please.
My wife doesn't pay me enough.
Don't embarrass me.
Oh, I have another tip.
Oh, okay. That'd be number 18 then.
So it's a tip for some of the attendees. Not everyone is going to need this. But if you are of a certain age and a certain body situation, perhaps you might want to consider, if you're feeling the twinges in that particular joint, calling up your orthopedist and making the appointment like I did today to get cortisone injections into your knees at least a week before or so before you go to Vegas.
And would that be people that have arthritic knees? Is that what we're talking about?
Yes. So I have officially diagnosed as stage 3 knee arthritis, which is moderate. And I just looked at the doctor and I smirked and I said, yeah, I'm not going to call my pain moderate. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry you're going through that. But that is a good tip.
It's a good tip.
That is a good tip, and I'm going to put it on there. Now, we need your tips at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Give us a call. Give us a tip. You get that $25 gift certificate. Or you can click on the Contact Us button, such as Maureen in New York did.
Mm.
She's known on eBay as Books and Finds. She said, hi, Griffin Lee, can I still register for eBay Open? Yes, the answer is yes, because I just registered two more people yesterday. Would MGM still honor the eBay Open room discount? Question mark. We don't know, because those rooms are bought in a block.
Right, so if you don't register through the site, you're not going to get the discount. If you don't book the room through the registration site, you're not going to get the discount. One more time. If you do not book your room through the registration website for eBay Open, you will not get the discount.
So
I think I said that enough.
Register for eBay Open, and after you register, there's a little place for you to click and to get your room. So the answer to that question is, will they still honor the eBay Open room discount? If they have any left, they will. Okay, and maybe... maybe at the top of the hour, maybe I can call and find out.
Right. I suspect, though, from what I've heard yesterday, that the rooms are almost gone, so I don't think that'll be the case.
Okay, so hurry up and register.
You know, there was a certain block put aside for eBay employees who have been marked as allowed to go. Not everyone can go from eBay.
Well, of course, they have to have people there.
And it's been... it's been interesting to see. You know, there's a lot of people who want to go who can't go, but there's also a block of rooms put aside for them, and those actually, I think, did sell out before. So they had to find some other, scramble to find some other rooms. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Maureen, I hope we helped you there. We appreciate you sending
I think we might have.
Also, Andy from Pasadena. California, known as Poetry in Power. Isn't that a wonderful eBay ID?
Nice, yeah.
Poetry in Power. Okay, he's got an item number.
Oh, he does, does he?
He says, yeah. So, you know what? We're going to do this in the next break. We're going to look at this item.
Why?
In the next break.
Oh, is there something about it?
In the next break. Because right now, we have some advice for the entrepreneur in every eBay seller.
Here's an entrepreneurial tip to help you grow your business. Brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
As a business owner, you may attend industry conferences from time to time. Of course, you have to consider your expenditures and the time away from your business. Personally, I've always considered it part of my marketing and education budgets, as well as an opportunity to sharpen the saw. Stephen Covey lists the saw thing as the seventh habit of highly successful people. It means getting away from the everyday to refresh all parts of your being, taking a break from the workday in order to sharpen skills. The social sharpening is important as well. You'll meet people who will inspire and energize you. Choose your conferences carefully so your marketing and educational dollars will be well spent and sharpen away.
This entrepreneurial tip was brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
There you have it.
Yeah.
Reasons to go to an event. They're good ones, too.
Good ones.
So, Griff, so we were talking about the person who had sent in. Let me go there right now so I can get this. It was Andy from Pasadena, California, known as Poetry in Motion, and I have an item number, Griff.
Go ahead.
1622... 2878-1907. So, give it a try.
Oh, I know this.
I haven't gotten there yet. Hold on. Okay.
Oh, I know this publication.
You do?
Yes, I do. This is a very famous book. I don't think I've ever owned it, but I do think I once considered buying it in the 70s, but I didn't have 50 bucks. So it's two famous Art Nouveau era artists. One was a writer, everyone knows, a poet, and bon vivant raconteur Oscar Wilde. And the artist most closely associated with the Art Nouveau period, Aubrey Beardsley. And this is a first, I think, edition, and it's a version of Salome by Oscar Wilde, illustrated by Aubrey Beardsley. I need to see more here because it says suppressed plates. And if you look at the listing, you can see why back at the turn of the century, maybe these plates would have been. There's a lot of nudity. I mean, illustrated nudity. But it's interesting. It's a, I was a, you know, in my art, my journey through art appreciation all my life, in high school, I fell in love with the works of Aubrey Beardsley, and I had all these Dover books and the plates and everything. And well, so maybe that's why I remember
this. I'll tell you that Andy's in a little bind here, because right. Andy says, this listing has 21 watchers and 686 hits. Mm-hmm. It's priced reasonably for its rarity and popularity, but it's never received an offer. In my experience, a listing with more than three watchers receives an offer within a month or so, and this one puzzles me. By the way, searching the title on Google brought up a Japanese website that is mirroring the listing. Is that the reason it's getting so many hits and no action?
It's possible. I don't know. It's very possible.
What do they mean by mirroring the listing? Tell us when we come back.
Yeah, I think I know what he means, but we may need to ask him for details. This segment was brought to you by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time. It's your turn to call us, 888-723-4630. You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Imagine having a crystal ball to help you grow your online business. With just one look, you could see what your item is selling for, what products are hot, and what your competitors are doing. Well, forget the crystal ball. Terapeak can tell you all that and so much more. Terapeak gives you the in-depth, real-world data you need to research and price your items, find and source products, and project sales and revenue. You can even find out what keywords will make your item more likely to sell. And when it comes to identifying your next hot niche, Terapeak not only shows you new opportunities, it also lets you source those products through Terapeak's partnership with Alibaba. As for those competitors, Terapeak helps you figure out the secrets of their success. So save that crystal ball for other stuff, like finding out who's going to win the Super Bowl. And sign up for Terapeak. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com.
In the world of e-commerce, returns are a fact of life. Now, ShipStation helps you to turn returns into happy return customers. That's because ShipStation lets you automate returns through a branded returns portal. All your buyer has to do is enter their order number and a reason for the return and print out their return label. Easy peasy. Since you can brand your return portal with your logo and social links, that customer is going to remember who they shopped with. And a customer who has a happy returns experience is much more likely to come back and buy from you again. That makes you happy. There are lots of other reasons you'll be happy with ShipStation too, like the ability to automate and customize practically every step of fulfilling your eBay orders. So come on, get happy. Try ShipStation free for 30 days. No credit card required at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 415.
Selling more profitably starts with buying smarter. Tim Chapman is known on eBay as top-rated seller, Mr. Customer Service. He says a lot of prices have dropped over the years, making smart buying a must. He explains.
It's not a secret. Things have changed, and eBay's put so much product out there. The law of supply and demand start coming into play. It's not something wrong. It's just something that happens, and I need people to be aware of it. When they buy, the value or what the items sell for have dropped quite substantially over the years. But it does ebb and flow, so it goes up and down.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where the hosts are always in stock. Call us now at 888-RADIO-30. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Visit them in the Agora. That's WorthPoint, that is, not your antiques and collectibles. Although your antiques and collectibles will be in the eBay Open Studio. Yes. I'll be there in Lee.
Yes.
Speak
for yourself.
WorthPoint will be at the Agora at eBay Open, so you can visit with them then. Give us a call with your eBay question or comment. 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630.
So we're looking over a listing for Andy in Pasadena, California, mm-hmm. known as Poetry and Power. And he's got a listing here that has 21 watchers and 686 hits, and he says he's done his research, and he feels that it's priced reasonably, but he says that he noticed that the title showed up when he searched Google on a Japanese website that is mirroring the listing, and he wants to know if that's the reason it's getting so many hits.
Well, I don't know. It could be, but there's no way for me to know. We don't provide the metrics for where watchers come from. We want to keep watchers pretty anonymous. So no, we don't, there's no way to tell where those are coming from.
Okay, so the book is Salome.
Yeah.
By Oscar Wilde, 1906 edition.
It's a story that doesn't end well.
Obviously.
One guy's head ends up on a plate and
yes,
the other
ends. Yes, it's the Kathy Griffith Bible reference.
And Salome herself is killed by her dad, so.
So he's asking $599.99, $600 for it.
Yeah, it seems
okay,
reasonable.
Okay, so we're going to do a slight dishing here to see if there's anything going on that we should, that he could maybe change. Oh my. Griff, are you still there? John, that is an ISDN sound. I think something's wrong. Griff, are you with us? We just lost Griff on the ISDN line. So let's go ahead and dish this listing a little bit here. It looks to me like the title is fine. It mentions Salome by Oscar Wilde, and it also mentions that it has the suppressed plates by Aubrey Beardsley. And Griff told us why this is so important, because she apparently was the person, or he, was the person who illustrated a lot of the stuff.
Aubrey.
It is Aubrey. Okay.
Yeah.
Beardsley. So, Griff, so we're doing a little mini dish here, okay? We don't know the price. Do you think it's somewhere else on eBay? Could it possibly?
No, I looked. I couldn't find any versions. I looked online by just searching on Google. I found a few other books. Let me see if I can bring it up now. My computer's acting up. Oh, geez, this is awful. I hate computers. So I found, let's see. I found different books, but it's hard. I'm not seeing anything exactly like this one. So here's one it doesn't have the same sort of cover. They're around that price. They're anywhere from about $300 to $600.
Okay.
My concern with this one would be, and I don't like doing the item. I just don't feel it's fair to critique the item itself.
Right.
But I suspect. I'm not a book dealer, but I suspect there's a lot of foxing in the plates I can see, and that may be the problem. You know, there's that discolorization.
Mm-hmm. And what is that called?
I think it's called foxing, right?
Okay, I don't know.
You can see the ink bleeding through the.
Oh, I see.
From page to page. I don't know if that's a big deal. It's really interesting looking at this because this is such a memory trip for me going back. It's just a high school all over because I haven't seen these plates since high school. But, so I'm not going to critique the item, but the listing itself is fine. I can't really find anything wrong with it. I'm not a big believer in putting, pictures in the description. I don't do that anymore.
He's not talking about the gallery, your 12 free pictures.
I'm not talking about
that. You're talking about embedding them in the listing itself.
Right, because what we end up having is a situation where, what does this look like on a mobile device? And is it easy for someone to scroll through, all the pictures? And is it showing up, pretty good. What I would change, what I would do is I would not put your product, the description at the bottom of all those photos. It's a lot of scrolling to get to it. I'd put that up at the top. So, but anyway, the information is really well laid out. So it says, condition very good except for a sprung insert. The inserted leaf is commonly sprung. He knows what he's doing. He's a bookseller. Toning in end papers. That's what it's called. Toning, not foxing. See, I don't know what I'm talking about. The pictures are really good, by the way.
Under the seller notes,
some of them
aren't
so great.
All of these is that Japanese or what?
What are you talking about?
Okay. In item specifics.
Right.
Then there's seller notes.
Seller notes.
Yeah. This doesn't look the same to me that I'm used to seeing on eBay.
Right. Item specifics.
See seller notes.
Oh yeah. What's all that?
Yeah. What is
he must
all
have,
that?
It's possible he copied and pasted from somewhere.
So he's got all that. It looks like maybe.
Oh, I didn't see that before. Good eye. Yeah. You got some,
Japanese, maybe.
Japanese going on in there. So.
Yes. You want to be careful about that.
Yeah, I wonder why that's not doing that. Looks good. Some of your pictures are better than others. There's a few that are out of focus. If you go down to the ones in the description.
Ones that are embedded. Okay.
Yeah, I think there's one at the end. The one
the
that shows.
The rest of them look good, though.
The very last photo is way out of focus. That is probably due, I'm gonna make a guess here, to your lens. Camera lens not having macro set because it's definitely out of focus. But otherwise, if I had to give a listing dish for this, I'd say 4.95.
Yeah, and why charge $3 for shipping?
Yeah, don't charge.
Don't charge for shipping.
Price. Yeah,
really.
This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint. 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
The story of eBay seller Mark and his journey to 6-bit software is a classic.
I've been selling on eBay for close to 15 years. The position I'm currently in at work, I've been here 3 years, and I took over our eBay store.
And then Mark needed to up his eBay listing game.
Yeah, we managed well over 1,000 listings. I was looking for something that was more robust and would give me the ability to do that in a large quantity and much quicker.
The road to 6-bit was paved with wonderfulness.
Using 6-bit has really changed how we do eBay. We were able to increase our listings and modify them with ease.
He likes the time-saving features 6-bit provides.
I want to say everything that we're selling in this store category, apply these payment settings or apply these shipping settings. It happens within seconds.
His advice to other eBay sellers?
I really make 6-bit the only choice for any type of eBay sales or editing of your product.
6-bit software, a game-changing listing tool for Mark and for you. Take the journey to your next listing level at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Here's an entrepreneurial tip to help you grow your business. Brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
If you're not a goal-oriented person, you're missing out on a useful tool to grow your business. Break your goals down by year and then by quarter. An example of a quarter goal could be to list 800 items per quarter. In terms of income, a quarter goal could be $8,000. Long range, $32,000 net at the end of the year. This way your failures can be short-lived and you can get to work on the next quarter. And always up your goals for the next year in order to adjust your business so that your income goes up each year. You may have to rework your goals because stuff happens. Don't fret, just adjust the timelines and or the income. Good luck.
This entrepreneurial tip was brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.